Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Levi Strauss & Co., ticker symbol Levi, one of the most iconic names in apparel. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about this denim giant, I've got a packed video for you with financials, valuations, and my take on whether this stock is a buy right now. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's break it all down together. All right, let's kick things off with a quick overview of Levi Strauss. If you've ever worn a pair of jeans, chances are you've come across this brand. Levi's has been around since 1853, shaping the denim industry from its headquarters in San Francisco. They're not just about jeans anymore. They've got casual wear, active wear, and a whole lot more, sold through thousands of stores and online channels worldwide. With a market cap of around $7.8 billion, and a stock price hovering $19.67 as of my latest data, they're a significant player in the consumer cyclical space. Let's dig into what makes this company tick and whether it's worth your investment dollars. Now let's talk about Levi Strauss as a business. This isn't some startup. They've got over 160 years of history, inventing the blue jean as we know it. Today, they operate in the apparel manufacturing industry, designing and selling everything from their iconic 501s to jackets and accessories under brands like Levi's, Dockers, and Beyond Yoga. They've got a global footprint with about 18,700 employees and roughly 3,100 brand-dedicated stores and shop-in-shops. Their mission? To be the most sustainable and innovative apparel company out there, which we'll touch on later when we look at their strategies. For now, just know they're a powerhouse with a mix of wholesale and direct-to-consumer channels driving their sales. Let's move into the numbers, starting with revenue. For fiscal year 2024, Levi Strauss reported total revenue of about $6.36 billion, a slight dip from the $6.28 billion in 2025, but still a solid figure. Breaking it down geographically, the Americas segment brought in the lion's share at $3.2 billion, followed by Europe at $1.62 billion, and Asia at $1.8 billion. They've also got a smaller other brand segment contributing $454 million, which includes stuff like Dockers. What stands out here is their reliance on the Americas. Over half their revenue comes from there, which could be a double-edged sword if regional economies slow down. On the flip side, their international presence, especially in Europe, shows they're not a one-trick pony. I like that they're pushing direct-to-consumer sales too, which often means higher margins. Alright, let's talk earnings. In their most recent fiscal year, 2025, Levi's posted a net income of $578.1 million, a big jump from $210.6 million in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of $1.46, up from just 53 cents the year before. Looking at the trend over the past few years, their profitability took a hit in 2024, likely due to supply chain issues and macro pressures, but they've bounced back nicely. Their gross profit margin is strong at about 61.7%, showing they're keeping costs in check while maintaining pricing power. The Q1 2026 results also look promising, with reports of strong revenue growth and a raised outlook for the year. This tells me management is executing well, even in a tricky retail environment. Diving deeper into their Q1 2026 performance, Levi Strauss kicked off the year with some impressive momentum. They reported robust revenue growth, driven by both their direct-to-consumer channels and international markets. Management highlighted the strength of their core Levi's brand, noting that certain styles are gaining traction, partly thanks to pop culture exposure in shows like the one on Hulu about John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. They're also seeing benefits from strategic price increases and a focus on expanding their product range beyond just denim. While they're optimistic, there's a cautious tone about macroeconomic headwinds, especially with geopolitical tensions like the Iran conflict potentially impacting costs. Still, their raised sales and profit outlook signals confidence in their game plan. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, Levi's had total assets of $6.85 billion, with cash and equivalents at $757.9 million, a healthy buffer. Their total liabilities sit at $4.57 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.01, which isn't alarming, but worth watching. Their current ratio of 1.5 shows they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. Looking at cash flow, they generated $529.6 million from operations in 2025, with free cash flow at $308.2 million after CapEx. That's a good sign. They're not just profitable on paper, they're bringing in real cash. Return on equity is solid at 27%, meaning they're using shareholders' money efficiently. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable company with room to grow, though I'd keep an eye on that debt level if interest rates climb. Let's talk valuation. Right now, Levi's is trading at a trailing PE ratio of about 12.83, which is below the industry average of 36.37 for apparel manufacturers. That suggests it might be undervalued compared to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.19, again reasonable for the sector. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2026 show a forward PE of around 12.61 at the current price of $18.91, dropping even lower in later years, which could mean the stock is priced attractively if earnings grow as expected. With a dividend yield of 2.9%, you're also getting a little income while you wait for capital gains. Based on these metrics, Levi's doesn't look overpriced, but let's dig deeper into intrinsic value next. All right, time for a SWOT analysis to break down Levi Strauss's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their brand power is undeniable. Levi's is synonymous with Boof and Denim, and that global recognition drives sales. Their revenue performance, with over $6 billion annually and a strong gross margin of 61.7%, show operational efficiency. On the flip side, weaknesses include heavy reliance on the Americas market, which exposes them to regional economic risks, and a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.01 that could strain finances if rates rise. Opportunities are exciting. International expansion, especially in Asia, and the push into direct-to-consumer channels could boost margins. Plus, their focus on sustainability resonates with younger consumers. Threats include intense competition in apparel, macroeconomic headwinds like inflation, and geopolitical risks impacting costs. Balancing these factors, Levi's has a strong foundation but needs to navigate external pressures carefully. Let's check out Levi's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 5%, and over the last month, it's gained 9.16%. Looking at a longer horizon, it's up 22.5% over the past year, which is solid, though the 5-year performance is slightly negative at -2.93%. On the chart, we're seeing a steady uptrend over the past few months, with the stock breaking above key resistance levels. Short term, if momentum holds, we could see a push toward the $22 mark, but watch for any pullbacks if broader market sentiment shifts. Compared to the consumer cyclical sector, which is up just 2.83% over the year, Levi's is outperforming, though it's not immune to sector-wide volatility. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see what Levi's might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow model with historical free cash flow data and standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, we can estimate the fair value of the stock. I've run the numbers based on their recent free cash flow of $308.2 million in 2025, factoring in expected growth and their operational trends. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value for Levi Strauss comes out to around $24.53 per share, compared to the current price of about $19.67. That suggests the stock could be undervalued by roughly 20%, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. There's even a broader estimate, putting the value as high as 30-53 under more optimistic growth scenarios. Of course, these models depend on future assumptions holding true, but it's a promising sign that the market price might not fully reflect Levi's cash-generating potential. So, what's the bottom line on Levi Strauss & Co.? I think this is a compelling stock for value investors. The financials show a recovery in profitability, with strong margins and cash flow. Their valuation looks reasonable compared to peers, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests there's upside potential. The brand strength and focus on direct-to-consumer sales are big positives, though I'm cautious about their debt levels and reliance on the Americas market. If you're looking for a stable consumer stock with growth potential, Levi's could be worth a spot in your portfolio. Just keep an eye on broader economic trends. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.